Well, happy Cinco de Mayo today, as it's going to be hot. As temperatures soar into low to mid-90s, the record is 94, set way back in 1898. It's one of the older records that we have in Jacksonville. We're going to get close today, and I tell you what, with offshore winds, even the beaches will likely at least get to 89 or 90 and maybe a 91 or 92 for a brief time before the sea breeze kicks in. But it's a hot one today, low sunburn times, so be extra careful out there. Now, it's not unusual to get 90-degree heat this time of year, but it will be the first 90-degree day of the season, of the year. The average is April 29th, so we're within 1 week of our average. But it's going to be a particularly hot day today. And still some isolated afternoon storms will pop, but coverage will be very low, 10% or less of the area. Likewise tomorrow, and yes, we do need the rain. We got teased in some neighborhoods Sunday and again then on Tuesday night, but for the most part, we've been dry largely since Easter Day, which will be 3 weeks Sunday on Mother's Day. And our best chance for rain comes tomorrow night, Friday night, on into the day on Saturday as a cold front moves through. But it's just a sneaky chance. And by that, I mean the cold front moves in, and once it moves through, we're done. With any significant rainfall anyway, but it will also offer up some much cooler, drier air. This is not a long-term period of heat on its way. It's not a heat wave that's going to be unseasonable or real unusual outside of the near-record heat today. Tomorrow will be in the low 90s, but the record is 96 tomorrow. We'll stay short of that. And then a little disturbance dropping to the east, southeast out of Georgia will trigger likely some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tomorrow night. So while the day looks to be dry, later tomorrow evening and overnight, you may hear a little thunder and see some lightning as showers and storms spread to the south and east. And then the front will be moving across the area during the day on Saturday. Still a warm and humid day, well into the 80s, but we'll also see scattered showers and a few thunderstorms at just about any time during the day on Saturday. A few strong storms. I wouldn't expect widespread severe weather, but some heavy downpours and some lightning. It is, however, and by the way, the same front that produced a lot of severe weather yesterday and last night across the southern plains, Texas and Oklahoma. Tornado Alley hit hard by tornadoes and severe weather, and that same front moves into our area during the day on Saturday. But it offers some beautiful relief for the weekend on Sunday. A pretty day, partly sunny, breezy, cooler. There is the chance for a brief midday shower because of a surge of northeasterly winds that will work down the coast off the Atlantic. And as that occurs, we may get a brief shower late Sunday morning into the early afternoon hours, but it would not last long. The best chance is near and south of I-10, so southern parts of the listening area of northeastern Florida, and particularly near and south of Highway 16, so southern Clay, central and southern St. Johns County. And again, even there, it's not lasting long. Temperatures will only top out around 80 on Sunday, so it'll be quite a change, and the beaches may be in the mid to upper 70s all day long. And a stiff breeze, too, will make it feel cooler, so that'll be nice. It will, however, increase the rip current risk on Sunday, so keep that in mind and use some extra care. Then as we get into Monday, just some beautiful weather to start the new work week early next week. A good deal of sunshine, nice and cool at night, dropping into the 50s and during the day in the upper 70s to low 80s. That's some quintessential May weather right there. So despite the heat that we're experiencing now, it's a short-term thing. It will not be a long-lasting heat wave, and we see a really nice break late in the weekend into the early part of next week. And tonight we do have Tim McGraw at Daly's Place. It looks just fine now. It'll be plenty warm, but sunsets a little after 8 p.m., and the temperatures will fall accordingly from well into the 80s to near 90 at 7 p.m., into the 70s by 10 or 10:30. Really not too bad overall. And I am continuing to track and monitor an Atlantic weather system late next week into the following weekend that will likely produce an area of low pressure. There is some chance that this could take on some subtropical characteristics. So we're still almost 4 weeks out from the hurricane season, but that is something to watch out over the Atlantic. It does not appear as though this would be a major storm of any stretch of the imagination, but we would see perhaps an enhanced period of winds and showers late next week into the following weekend. So it's a long ways away yet. Things will change some, almost no doubt, but it is something to keep an eye on as we get late into the week and the weekend, as Hurricane Awareness Week continues right now all the way through Saturday. There's more on that in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.